indigenous people in the Amazon are pushing Ecuador's President Moreno to block foreign corporations from drilling in their forests and adopt economic alternatives that reduce the country's dependence on oil revenue. Still, the president plans to auction off more blocks of rainforest to oil companies in the next few years so that his country can pay off their debts. Cases like this show how the current structure of the capitalist global economic system works against both conservation and poverty alleviation. They show how such vast inequality has come about and is perpetuated. And they underscore what an unreasonable expectation it is that conservation, with its minuscule amount of funding, will be able to alleviate poverty.